B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That stuff.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added
I,
that.
I didn't even know it.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
One thing I like about our show, the MRL Morning Show, is we all use our real names. Like, Maney's my last name.
I didn't for two of my previous shows. I was a character.
Yeah, didn't that get weird when you were out in public and people would call you by a different name? Is it confusing?
No, I mean, because I still got people that will pick up the phone and be like, hey, Leroy, which Leroy was pretty close to my real name, Roy Brown.
Uh-huh.
But nobody called me Vinny. That was a weird era in my life.
You were also on the radio known as Vinny?
Vinny Brown.
You got to bring in some of your tapes or like your recordings of when you were...
I should.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I have some, too. I have some when I'm, like, 6 years old sitting in my bedroom in New Jersey doing the Howard Stern show.
I want to hear that.
Like, I did Robin and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You did the woman part?
Yeah. Because I'd be like, I hate this. I got to get out of this. You know, I'm just listening.
Always wanting to quit.
Yeah. Just my parents, my mom and dad both listened to Howard even when I was a kid. So yeah. I'd mimic them. And then Robin, I would do Robin. I'd be like, oh, stop, Howard.
Yeah, I wasn't good. I remember at one point you know, like, messed up with the computers. And then, like, most DJs would fix it and get the radio station back on the air. Not me. I couldn't get past the fact that I messed up. So, like, I put the microphones on and I started talking.
Yeah.
Which is not what you do in a music show. Morning show is a bit different. We have the flexibility. So I would always get in trouble for stupid
Vinny.
Crap. Yeah, Vinny's up to no good. That wild Vinny nighttime DJ.
The reason why I bring that up is because we have a guy who does our night show. In afternoons into night, his name's AJ.
Yeah.
But that's not his real name.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
What's
that's
his
character name?
Well, I don't want to say on the radio, but that's
Oh, but
that's...
it's cool. But it uses, I think, one of the initials in
that.
Yeah.
So our computer here in the studio that we use to play audio for your dirties and, like, you know, different stuff is full with, there's too many files. So I talked to David in our IT department yesterday, and he goes, Manny, I cleaned out your stuff. But somebody by the name of has a whole bunch of stuff, and I don't know who that is.
Like, Andy's AJ. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. It's not Andy, though, but yes. So I told him who it was. He goes, oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's pretty cool, man, that people still use, like, little character names.
Yeah.
Why, by the way?
I don't know.
Why? Is it because, I mean, I know, like, back in the 80s when radio was a bigger deal, maybe. I get it. You wanted, and like you could hide, like there was no social media. You could literally just hide by just changing your name. I don't understand the problem.
I don't know.
It was, so I worked with a guy at Z100 in New York named Human Newman.
Hey.
He had the Human Newman show. A guy named Freddie Vedder.
Okay.
For Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Well, so your DJs that had character names were kind of tongue-in-cheek with other things.
Yeah, and it was kind of like a whole thing. It was like there was a guy in New York named Fast Jimmy Roberts, and he talked fast. He'd be like, hey, it's Fast Jimmy with you. Coming up in another 15 minutes of commercial-free music right here.
Yeah, I mean, those names make sense.
Yeah.
Like, some of these names are just picked out of the
thin air. Rock radio was a bit different. Like, you just had, like, a random name. Like, Danny Myers, his real name was, like, Tom.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't know, though. But then on the other side of it...
Tom wasn't cool enough?
I guess.
What a hit to your ego, too. You're like, what? My name isn't cool enough?
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a marketing thing, too. Maybe it sounds better.
There was a guy named Onions.
See, those are cool names.
Yeah.
Not Vinny Brown at nights on K-9.
But I could see if maybe, like, there was another Roy who was on that shift before you and they needed to differentiate the two.
So this is a true story. They literally had me on two radio stations at the same time. but they didn't want me to be the same person. So I'd be doing a show on like the 103.7, the country station, as Leroy Brown, while at the same time doing a show on
the top 40 station
as Vinnie Brown.
Did you use the same voice?
Yes, but it's just different names. And it was so funny because you know, people would call in and like they're smart. They catch on. They're like, you know, hey, Leroy, I was a bigger name on the country radio station. The Leroy, why are you on as Vinny on this other radio station?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so like I had two different names to compete with myself.
Did Vinny and Leroy ever feud over the air?
Like, I would talk about how crappy the other people were, yes.
But I mean, you should have went after, like Leroy could have went after Vinny.
Uh-huh.
Made special guest appearances.
Yeah.
Hey, this is unexpected since we're not really a talk show, but look who's walking in. It's Vinny. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Leroy. That's all it was, man. It was weird.
I mean, there's some. So I use my last name, and there are some occasions where I wish that I didn't. Because sometimes you just, like, on a Saturday or Sunday, if I'm out and, you know, people are, and I'm doing something and they need to know my name and they go, oh, like the radio, and it's never off.
Yeah.
I never get, you know what I mean?
I never get, like, the radio. I never get that.
I'm surprised.
Well, Roy is a more common name than Manny is.
Yeah, I guess so. So maybe I get to hide behind.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But nobody really calls you Steven except for your wife.
My mom calls me Steve. My brother calls me Steve. Amanda calls me Steven.
Mm-hmm. So everyone here just calls you Manny.
That's why I used it. That's how, I mean, my name naturally became Manny on the radio because when I first started back in like 98, the guy that I was started doing mornings with was just like, Manny, get in here. Get Manny on the mic.
Uh-huh.
Only if he knew that your name was very complicated and for the rest of your career, everybody would screw it up. Manny. Hey, Manny.
Mm-hmm.
Manny, because people think it's the first name. Right?
Yeah. So. And then you have to be like, no, like May like the month and May like the funny part.
Nice, hover on Maniac.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Why don't we have Leroy Brown tell us what's coming up on the show today?
Well, here on WSLC FM, although different wrong call letters, there's a bad man, Leroy Brown. Big show today. We're going to have free money. We don't know the amount because our night guy AJ didn't tell us.
We do. Yeah,
oh, it is 100? Oh, okay. Because when I went on the air,
look it up.
There was comp. Oh, yeah. You got to look it up. All right. $100 could be yours with 5 seconds to cash. We have a senseless survey for you coming up at 7:20 and 8:20.
Plus, we've got your shot to come hang with us up at Beach Mountain.
I was getting there.
Well, hurry up, Leroy. Time's money.
Hey, Leroy, he speaks a little slower than Roy does. Yeah. He's real country.
Things are different on the country radio station. Oh, man. But it's a big show today. Is there anything else we got going on?
I found something. Yeah. Someone's creep. We have an ex-intern creeping on Loren's pictures.
Do we?
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about this.
And we got to talk about that, yeah. And plus, I'm going to tell you, I never got to share why I helped Cam Newton over the weekend, and he yelled, thanks, Manny.
Yeah,
why would I have to help QB1?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was bad.
All right, we got a big show. It's the Manny Roy and Leroy Morning, Manny Leroy and the Red Morning Show.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Roy broke his mic.
I need an engineering ticket. I messed up this morning, producer Nicole.
He broke his microphone.
I moved my microphone and you literally heard a snap. So it can't be good.
Well, you look fine right now.
Well, it ain't.
It's holding on by a thread.
If I poke it once, it's going to fly everywhere.
Do you really need a ticket?
Yeah, I do. I really do need an engineer.
Remember when you just said you weren't needy?
I know. I know.
I like Lorraine said, just got you on it. That's what she said.
I loved it. I heard it. I couldn't take time to appreciate it.
It was just supposed to be under the radar, you know.
Hey, so flu season is in full effect.
I know. Poor Cash has an awful cough.
And like, when I mean it's in full effect, like if you look at the map, every state is red with widespread.
Mm.
Like it's like in every state, except like Alaska or something.
There's one way that you can help boost your immunity to avoid getting the common cold and getting the flu. And that is something called psychoneuroendocrinology.
Okay, what is it?
Also known as falling in love and having the feels. See, when you have certain feels or when you fall in love, it activates certain genes that are involved when it comes off to fighting viral viruses and diseases like colds and even the flu.
Huh.
So whether you're just having a moment looking at, I don't know, Shawn Mendes, okay, or you're actually having a moment with your significant other.
It gets rid of the flu?
It activates these genes, according to science.
Are you telling me that if I go move furniture while I have the flu, I'm on a one-way ticket to curing?
Being better?
Yeah.
Perhaps, yeah. The study was only done on women, and they found that women who are pregnant also have the active virus-fighting genes. People who are experienced loneliness have a greater chance at losing their immunity. What is this, Survivor?
Well, maybe it's because they're sitting at home all by themselves and they don't have time to, they're not distracted, so they're just thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Feel better because they have a boost of endorphins.
This is crazy. Think about it. Couples who are on their honeymoons, they were studied. Couples that had gone on their honeymoons in the early stages of the relationship were sick the least.
Well, you know, I do remember back when I was single, it was awful to be sick because nobody could help you. You couldn't, you know, have someone bring you soup or anything like that.
Right.
So maybe there is something to that. If you have someone else to kind of pick up things and help you out, help you disinfect, help you.
Yeah, buddy, but they're saying that it actually triggers these genes that help you fight the virus.
I know. I'm just saying I don't believe that crap. I'm saying there's something else. I think there's another layer to it that.
I do. I believe that. Were you sick on your honeymoon?
No.
Yeah, me neither. See? It works, Roy.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Don't let the drug companies find out about that.
Right.
Right?
Manny, you mentioned Shawn Mendes, and like if you were thinking about him, maybe you'd feel a little bit better.
Yeah, fight
the
flu.
You were in love. Well, he does have that new Calvin Klein ad out, and Miley Cyrus was poking fun at it, and they've reportedly collaborated on new music, but she posted a picture of herself in Calvin Klein boxer briefs as well with two things covering the girls,
yeah.
And said, "Don't leave your children with Miley." And of course, Sean got a good kick out of it as well.
Okay.
So, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, I think we all knew this was coming, but they've officially called it quits. The straw that broke the camel's back is that he was seen at a house party with Kylie Jenner's best friend. Yeah.
Well, what were they doing at the house party?
They were making out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They were fighting the flu.
Yeah, they were fighting the flu together.
Tristan Thompson didn't want to get sick for the upcoming NBA games.
Hey,
that's
sweetie.
A good story. You should have went with that one.
Yeah.
I was listening to the MRL show, and they said if I kiss another woman.
Yeah.
That stinks, though, to have your sister's best friend be the one that your significant other cheats on with. Now, that split comes just 10 months after his last cheating scandal.
I like that, Roy, when your partner comes to you and says, "Hey, honey, notice how I haven't been sick for a year?" "Yeah, you've been real healthy." "Yeah, it's because I've been having an affair at the office."
Yeah. Gary's been doing it for me. He's been keeping the flu.
He's my vitamin C.
Tristan did tweet fake news, but it's now been deleted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Nice try.
And Halsey, she wants everyone to know that she is not pregnant, and this all started because she had also tweeted a very cryptic tweet that said, "I have a big secret unrelated to the album, and when you guys hear it, some of you are going to explode into actual pieces." So, of course, people thought she was pregnant immediately. She tweeted again after that and said, "People think my last tweet is hinting that I'm pregnant, which means either A, I've gained weight, or B, I'm acting weird, you know, stranger than normal." She said, "The joke's on you. I'm doing both. However, I'm still not pregnant." She is gaining weight. She's being weirder than normal, but hopefully some good news on the horizon for her. That is your Dirty.
So do you guys remember the silly challenges that teens were doing, like the Bird Box challenge?
Yeah.
And then the Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah, yeah, that was
dangerous.
Awful.
There's a new challenge out, and the police are warning parents to be aware of it. We're going to update the parents coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
About 20 minutes from now, you'll have your shot at $100 with 5 seconds to cash. Also, if anyone knows how to fix a microphone, we're taking your services right now.
I'll just bring a wrench.
Yeah, Roy broke his mic. It made such a loud popping sound this morning. That's how I know the show is going to be off to a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's this 48, this new challenge, the 48-hour challenge that the police are warning parents about?
Yeah, so this, now, as you guys know, remember with the bird with the bird box and all the other challenges, YouTube has banned from people for putting up any YouTube videos where,
yeah.
But it's still becoming a thing. The challenge is encouraging teens to go missing for up to 2 days at a time.
Oh, this is a terrible idea.
And so they're kind of taking YouTube out of it. They're giving points for each social media mention they get while they're missing, like on Facebook. So This is one that doesn't really involve YouTube now.
Do you know how this is going to set police departments and detectives and families back so much?
So I mean, let me get this straight.
It's going to be hard to sift through who's really missing and who's not.
The 48-hour challenge is a teenager who goes missing, and any time somebody posts something on social media like, hey, has anybody seen Jeffrey?
They get a point.
And by the way, isn't there something, like when you watch these true crime stories or 48 Hours or any of these other shows, that once you're missing for 2 days, you are less likely to come home?
Yeah.
So why would you do that if you really did go missing and people just think that you're doing this challenge? Now you have less of a shot to come home. This is awful.
It is awful. And I wonder where they're hiding. Because, like,
probably at a friend's house.
Yeah, but wouldn't the police go there?
Loren's butler cabinet?
I do not have a
butler's pantry. Butler pantry. I don't know, but that's a bad one. It's called the 48-hour challenge, parents. So make sure your teenage kids aren't messing around with that, because that's ridiculous. And people will do anything for likes and social media hits.
Make sure you know how to track your kids' iPhones.
Mm. Find my friends.
Yeah, find my friends.
Get that guardian angel chip put in them.
What?
Yeah, that was a thing back in like the 2000s. Huh. There was a chip called the guardian angel chip, and you could get it implanted into your kids.
What?
It's basically like chipping your dog.
Uh-huh.
Really? You just like stick something inside of them?
Yeah. I had the inventor on the radio and stuff at the station I worked at.
Well, that was revolutionary at the time.
It was.
I see you really took off.
Nobody, you got to put in your wrist. Nobody really did it.
Yeah.
It was a little Hunger Games-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine you can, you could get charged for this too. I think it is criminal to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an awful, awful idea.
Good PSA, Roy. To tell the parents to
I'm on the lookout.
Good. You know. Okay. Hey, up next, I got to tell you, we started the story yesterday and didn't get to it because of all the stuff that happened over the All-Star weekend here in Charlotte. But I was going to an event at the Spectrum Center, and I ran into Cam Newton riding a no-pedal bike, and he had trouble, and I had to help him.
I don't think I've ever seen a no-pedal bike.
I can't wait. I can't wait for Cam to come in a couple months to talk about kicking it with Cam, and we can go over this night, because it was actually pretty funny. I got him to say thanks, Maney, and I'll tell you why coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
A chance to win a hundos. A hundred. Comes your
You're so cool.
At 7 a.m. Less than 10 minutes now, you could win. And to be quite honest with you, we're probably going to ask you to call in like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So NBA All-Star Weekend was here. You guys were in Florida. We talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Nicole and I got to do something really cool. There was a pop-up show with Migos that we got invited to.
Yes, Migos. Do you know how many people are in Migos now?
3.
Do you know their names?
Offset.
Oh, I thought it was 2.
Mm-hmm. Offset is with Cardi B. Quavo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in the Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled song.
He gets
Quavo.
So
and the third one is...
His name's Takeoff.
Takeoff.
How come that guy gets no press?
I don't know, but like if you watch him, like I didn't really even notice him. But if you watch him, he's so cool because he just kind of like bobs around. Because Quavo
does he
is
contribute?
Yeah.
Or is he like a hype man?
Yeah. Is he the ones that goes like bloop, bloop, in the back of the song?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
And, every band needs a Kelly Rowland. Don't forget.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the songs all of a sudden you're like yep, bloop, bloop.
But what was funny was it was sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Okay.
So they were really good because every time a song was over, they were like, do-da-do, go grab some ice. It's hot in here. Ooh, when I say mountain, you say do.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they went all in.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. How yeah. much you like spider monkey?
So that was really cool. And then after that, I went, that was Saturday night, I went to the Spectrum Center to go watch the three-point contest and the dunk contest.
Okay.
And when you leave the Epicenter uptown, you guys, you got to walk across the street to get to the Spectrum Center. And even just to get into the Spectrum Center, to be around the center, you had to have a ticket. So they set up a fence around the perimeter of the Spectrum Center. If you didn't have a ticket, you couldn't even get in to get to the line to get into the arena. You understand?
Right.
So as I'm walking over, I see somebody come flying down the hill right where the Epicenter is on like an adult glider bike. No mm-hmm. pedals. It's like an adult white bike. And I was like, whoa. And that person, like, cuts up to the line where we're going to go in. So there's two lines. One line is for credentialed people, and I was lucky enough to have a media credential. And the other line is for everyone else and, you know, people that are just going to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up to the credential line, and they're like, come on through. As I do that, I hear, Cam, Cam, hey, Cam. And I look. The person on the white glider bike is Cam Newton.
Oh, wow.
So how did you help him?
Well, he can't get through. So I said, Cam, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the shorter line. So Cam follows me, and he's going, look out, coming through, and everybody's like, Cam, yeah, Cam. You know, that's what I love about Cam Newton is he is just anywhere in town. You know, mm-hmm. we hear stories about that all the time. So I go through security first, and I was like, all right, bud, you know, later. And with that, like, I look to see him come through the line,
yeah,
and he's not coming through.
Oh, they've stopped him.
Instead, I see an older gentleman in a suit shaking his head no.
Wait, why?
To Cam Newton.
He doesn't know who he is.
So a lot of security, the NBA brought in people from all over the country, not okay. just local security. And I have a feeling Cam was dressed. He had a hat on. He had dark glasses mm-hmm. on. Maybe the guy didn't recognize him, knew that he was somebody, but didn't know who he was. And he's like, sorry, only credentialed people through this line. I go back and I hear that. And I say to the guy, you got to let Cam through. Guy goes, I can't do it. I go, and Cam's just sitting there. He goes, but I'm about to go on TNT to do TV. Yeah. I got to get on. I go, you got to let Cam through. And the guy goes to me, even with the bicycle? I go, just let Cam through.
Even with the bicycle.
And the guy goes, all right, follow him through. And then with that, Cam takes off. He goes, thanks, matey. And that was it. But the guy was giving Cam a hard time. Cam yeah. Newton.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, they brought in people from out of town, so that person may not have really known who he was.
You know, I'm not going to say no to, like, anyone that's, like, 6'5".
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let's stop the entrance.
Right, right. And I'm sure,
right,
like,
this way, sir.
But you have to give a pass to certain people. Like, if I was on a bicycle, no, you don't let me through. But yeah. you know that guy was told, like, no firearms, mm-hmm. no bicycles, no skateboards. Right. And he's like, oh, I can't let you through with that.
I love also the miscommunication that no one told security Cam Newton's coming.
Right. Well, I don't think Cam... See, Cam didn't know that the perimeter security was going to be set up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just getting into the game. It was actually getting to the stadium
yeah.
or the arena. You had to go through security. I go, you got to let Cam in. He goes, even with the bike? I go, you got to let Cam in. I don't know what to tell you. The guy runs Charlotte. He runs yeah. the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Let him in.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
So I got hip to this whole thing about an ex-intern commenting on Loren's pictures. And then I told her about it, Roy, and she goes, oh, I know. And there's so much, like, more.
I didn't realize we had a stalking intern.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little forward.
We'll leave the name out.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to say the name.
But it's an intern who used to work here, a male intern.
Okay.
Goes on Loren's Instagram.
I'm pretty sure you could figure it out.
It's your modeling Instagram, the one that you model clothes, your yeah. blog Instagram. So she's in trendy clothes and stuff. And
hold on, let me see. Okay, well, there's one.
He's not saying thirsty things, is he?
It's a lot of emojis, but hold
well, it's
on,
not the eggplant one, is it?
No. Okay. No, it is not. Blocked.
What's the eggplant emoji mean, Roy?
Well, it's the fun one.
Very good.
I thought that was the pineapple emoji.
No. There's a lot of fire.
Oh, really?
You know, the fire emojis. But he has trying to find a comment. Because he'll make comments like Queen of the Queen City or something. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
yeah.
Those kind of things.
Laid it on thick, huh?
Yeah.
I saw one that he put in, like, quotes, trying to catch my breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Loren's blogging Insta, and you're posting pictures of you in outfits.
Yes. The goal is
women.
Yeah, right. They're not provocative looks by any means.
Right. Your goal is to show the latest fashion, not, hey, look at me be pretty. It's right. Like, you're actually trying to produce some sort of content.
Right. So yeah, I found one that says, I know they call it the Queen City, but damn, with like fire emojis.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And this is an ex-intern who like worked for us, got credit, and then like left. Did he ever say anything to you here that made you?
I mean, like he's just a jokester. So like,
and a flirt.
Yeah, I never took it like personally, and I was never uncomfortable or like offended by it. I just figured that's who he was, you know?
I wonder, real quick, producer Nicole, see if we could grab some calls on who made an inappropriate comment on one of your social media posts. 704-570-9595.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hard to offend. Now, are they appropriate? Probably not. I'm your, you know, one of your ex-bosses, basically, so. Yeah.
But like, Roy, if Loren is your coworker in an office and she's in a bikini over the summer.
But hold on.
And you're a coworker and Roy writes, puts the fire emojis or like, you look great. Isn't that Aki Momo?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, not only that, but like, I'm in like sweaters and it's not like I'm looking for those kind of comments.
It's not
you
like
know?
You're wearing a two-piece underneath a waterfall. And
That I get, but I'm wondering, for the average person who doesn't have a fashion blog, somebody who could call in and tell us, like, yeah, I posted a picture of me in a bikini with my husband on 4th of July, and a coworker commented on it. 704-570-9595. If you posted a picture on socials, who was the awkward person that made a comment on it? Rev? Was it the Reverend?
Your uncle? Your uncle comes out of nowhere?
Oh,
man, that looks great.
What? Why don't you wear that at my 4th of July party?
Easy, Buford.
They get weirder too. Like the comments, you look 10 steps above amazing with the heart emoji, like heart eyes. Yeah, I'm like,
man.
Thank God my husband's not on Instagram because he would be all over this dude.
Oh, you should block him.
No, I'm not gonna block. He doesn't bother me.
It's like I'm
funny.
I'm getting hits on my blog.
It's helping my engagement, Roy.
Oh, that's funny. Here's a text message from 980. Someone says, yes, I had a coworker comment on a dress I wore on New Year's Eve. Needless to say, I avoided him when I went back to work the following week.
I mean, your boss just writes speechless.
You know?
You know, it's like, it's nothing inappropriate, but at the same time, you're like, ooh, I don't like that.
Uncalled for.
Yeah.
You're like, relax. I didn't post that picture for you.
Oh, man. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. You can also tweet and DM us at The MRL Show on Instagram.
Another text message from 802 came in and said, Manny, don't say Aki Momo. That's weird.
Well, okay. Jimmy Kimmel said it.
Totes Aki Momo.
I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, he's not saying it because that's in his normal vocabulary. I know that, I don't ever post anything sexy, so.
Are you reading the last text?
No, what's the last text message?
Yeah.
It says, mine wasn't on social media. Sorry, Ryan, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Mine wasn't on social media. It was in the office that my doctor said he was going to need to pull my braid later that day.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but that is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
It is. Like, why would the doctor? All right, let's talk with Kim and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. So tell us about the awkward comment you got on social media.
It was crazy. I took my kids on a 7-day cruise. So we're in San Juan. And they had a piece of plexiglass on the pool. And I'm laying on it in my bikini. And, you know, I have my kids young, so I am very thin. Had no clue my kids were taking pictures. We get back home. I see it. I post it. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm looking good. Some random from second grade post a comment saying, dang, girl, you're looking good. You know, what are you doing? And I'm not. We need to catch up. And it just absolutely blew my mind.
Second grade.
Yes. I mean, I barely remember you. I don't know how you know me.
Jeez. That's so funny. Oh, and that's what it's about, man. These pictures bring out weird comments from weird people.
704-570-9595. Something that Bree's boss said is really, really bad. Like, it's so inappropriate. It'd make you not even want to go into work the next day.
Can we not say it?
No, we can. And we're going to talk to Bree coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Got a essential survey coming up, but we do have Bree from Concord. We're talking about the awkward comments you got on social media, like after you post a photo or something. And what Bree from Concord has to say is something like, if our boss said it, I wouldn't even want to come to work the next day.
Okay, so I had maybe been at this job for like a week, and I get this like weird Instagram follow, and I accepted it because I was curious. And it was my boss, and he DMs me from his dog's Instagram account.
Oh, that's already weird.
Yeah, and he says, you're going to get me in trouble, aren't you? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, I don't know what you mean. And he said, never mind, don't worry about it. And then, like, just left it. And I had to go into work the next day and pretend like nothing had happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I had no idea how to react.
Hey,
oh, my gosh.
Hey, Bree, what was the picture that he commented on?
He was a DM.
He just like split into my DM after following me on his dog's account. And I had posted, but he did. My friend's bachelorette party was at a strip club, like a stripper pole class.
Uh-huh.
And when I went into work the next day, he said, oh, so like how'd that class go for you?
Yeah. So I was wondering, because he must have saw something to slide into her DM, you know.
So are you still working there? What's the relationship like now?
No. But here's the best part about the whole thing. He was the owner's fiance.
Oh!
Oh! Wow!
Of the store that I worked at.
Priest, like, so it's an ironic story. Yeah. I'm no longer working there, but I am a stripper now, and I'm really killing it.
Yeah, it's so creepy,
it was
Bree.
Just so creepy. Yeah, it was insane. So
you're getting me in trouble, aren't you?
Thanks, Bree. Thanks for hanging with us.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, Roy. Essential survey coming up. Then Lorraine's dirty on the 30. We got a full 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
Still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor of a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau
okay,
calling.
Okay, so far so good.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hi, Hannah. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got to ask you some questions to wrap up your paperwork here for 2018. We're running behind.
Oh, okay. Just make sure that it's Hannah with an H when you write my information down.
Okay. All right. So is that at the front or at the end?
No, just one H at the front.
And do you think that we should change the way we pronounce hair mullets? We were thinking about adopting it like the French do and call it hair moulets.
I'm sorry, this is like a census survey, right?
Yes, yes.
For the census?
Ever signed up for a free trial and ended up in court?
No.
How's okay. your bazookas doing today? And I'm not talking about the gun.
Excuse me?
Ever eat Frosted Flakes and pointed a finger to the sky and screamed, "That's great!"
This is like a perfect example of the government failure. I'm going to plead this. I have the right to remain silent. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Speaking of, why does he point the finger to the sky? Talking about Tony, the tiger.
Seriously?
Is your lip gloss a poppin'? Are you a poet and didn't know it?
Not answer.
When someone farts, some people say P-U. What does the P or U stand for? If you're anti-protesting, how do you show it? Say nothing if you love the government. Speaking of the government, why does no one hate Canada? Also, when was the last time you had a walk in a single foul line?
She's still there.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Lauren in Concord with Can't Beat Lorraine. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi. So, hi, Lorraine. I started things for you.
It's okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You.
We thought you had already stayed, like, where you went to the kitchen. I thought you were just going to stay out of the studio.
I should have, right?
Yeah. But you have Lauren.
All right, Lauren.
Yes.
Let's play Can't Be Lauren.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to leave the studio again.
Just stay outside.
I just came in. Oh, my God.
Get out.
Lauren has left the studio. Only we can hear these questions.
Hi, Lauren, playing for everyone in Concord. I just shared a story a little while ago about how I helped QB1 Cam Newton get through security during All-Star Weekend. What position does he play, our QB1?
Quarterback.
One's always a given. It is over once again for Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson amid rumors that he cheated with Kylie's best friend. What is Khloe and Tristan's baby name?
Dream.
Question three, Meghan Markle was spotted having dinner in New York City with Serena Williams. What sport does Serena play?
Tennis.
Lady Gaga and her fiancé have split, and fans of A Star Is Born are now on watch to see if they become a couple. Who is the co-star that people are dying to see Gaga get with?
Bradley Cooper.
What was that noise?
I love
Travis. Miley Cyrus is poking fun with Shawn Mendes after his Calvin Klein campaign by posting side-by-sides of the two of them in Calvin's. What's Miley's alter ego character name from her Disney Channel days?
Hannah Montana.
Yoo-hoo.
Good job. Lauren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Lauren got four correct.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. So I just shared a story a little while ago how I helped QB1 Cam Newton get through security during All-Star Weekend. What position does QB1 play?
Quarterback.
That's right, 1-1.
And it's over once again for Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson amid rumors that he cheated with Kylie's best friend. What is Khloe and Tristan's baby's name?
true.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lauren said Dream. It's 2-1.
That's the other Kardashian baby.
Yeah, not a bad guess.
Yeah.
I get them all mixed up.
Lauren studies this stuff, so it's easy for her. Here we go. Meghan Markle was spotted having dinner in NYC with Serena Williams. What sport does she play?
Tennis.
That's right. It's 3-2.
And Lady Gaga and her fiancé just split. Fans of A Star Is Born are now on watch to see if her male movie companion and her will get together. Now, Lauren made a noise, Loren, when we said, who is it? We want to know, with noise included, who is it?
It's Bradley Cooper.
Very good. It's currently 4-3.
Ooh, Lauren thought you did it better. All right, Miley Cyrus is poking fun with Shawn Mendes after his Calvin Klein campaign by posting side-by-sides of the two of them in Calvin's. Miley's alter ego and former character on the Disney Channel is...
Hannah Montana.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you win. You have 48 wins, friend.
So this is the second time I have not beat you, and I lost the last time because I missed the Khloe Kardashian.
Come on.
How crazy is that?
Lauren, we have to work on your Kardashian knowledge.
I'm going to get it next time.
You are? Yeah. All right. Third time's a charm. Well, but you know what I want to hear today?
I'll build a flow chart for you. You're such a big family.
Yeah, you need a whole tree. All right.
I'm Lauren in Concord, and I can't beat Loren again.
Thanks for playing, Lauren.
Thanks. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So we got confessions for you, and we actually have something really cool. If your confessions make the air, if you didn't hear us mention it yesterday, you could come hang with us this weekend. We're going to give you free lift tickets to Beach Mountain for our 80s party. If you have a confession, call now, 704-570-9595.
Go on. It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Yes, 95.1.
Not only is it Confession Wednesday brought to you by Planet Fitness, but like we said, we are giving you lift passes and the ability to get into the 8th annual Totally Retro Apparel Contest at Beach Mountain this Saturday night. The MRL show is all going to be up there. The three of us in here, producer Nicole, we're going to be dressed in 80s gear for an awesome 80s party, and we're going to be on the slopes.
Yep. So if your call, confession makes the air, you're in the running for those ski lifts. Come skiing with us this weekend.
Yeah.
But just like Planet Fitness, we are a judgment-free zone studio during Confession Wednesday. So get your confessions on right now at 704-570-9595. First up on Confession Wednesday, Anonymous from Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. What would you like to confess?
So I have a confession. Me and my husband, we dated for about 2 years before we got married. And early on in our relationship, when we were just dating, I actually called him in the middle of the night for a booty call. And we had just started dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I texted him back, never mind, right? But what he doesn't know, okay, because I was drunk texting,
mm-hmm,
is that I actually text two other guys that didn't respond. And so he was the only one that actually responded to me. So he has no idea. And he actually told me that the reason he married me is because I texted him back and told him, never mind. But really, the only reason I said never mind is because the other two guys never responded, and I was in my feelings.
So your husband thought that you called him, and you said, hey, let's do a booty call. He's like, all right, I'm getting dressed. And you said, never mind. He's like, oh, she's playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. He thought that I was a good girl, and I just maybe got a little bit of liquid courage, and then I took it back. But no.
That's cute.
That was not the case at all.
Okay.
How long have you been married now?
So now we've been married 4 years. We got two kids. We've been super, super happy. But he doesn't know that I had, like, a little hoe phase.
Yeah, don't tell him that. Let's just keep that between us.
Oh, man. Okay, well, thank you so much, Anonymous.
All right, thanks.
All right, we got more people on hold. We got more lines open for you.
704-570-9595. It's Confession Wednesday. Judgment Free Zone Studio. Give us a phone call now. Ariana Grande here on KISS 95.1.
WNJ KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1. It's Confession Wednesday.
Good news.
Get those deep, dark secrets off your chest. You'll feel better about yourself. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
In our Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studios... We also have the Beach Mountain lift passes. We're going to be up at Beach Mountain this weekend skiing and hosting an 80s party. And we want you to come up there with us and party with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if your confession makes the air, you could get that. Let's continue Confession Wednesday, going to Anonymous in Huntersville. What would you like to confess?
It's the worst thing I ever did. Actually, I started dating a girl that I really liked, and... I was about 20 years old, and I was friends with all of her friends, met them all in a big group, and I found out after a while she was, you know, sleeping around on me, and...
Isn't that the worst thing to find out, by the way?
Yeah, well, especially at that age.
Yeah. I dated plenty of women who I thought I was, you know, in a relationship
with,
and then you find out they're like, oh, no, this is just a hookup thing, and...
Yeah,
like that woman said in the first confession, you answered my call. So go ahead, bud.
I just got really upset. You know, I was young and inexperienced. And so I just kind of blatantly said, I'm going to go ahead and move furniture with all of your friends now.
Oh, you returned the favor.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was about a year and a half. I slowly did with all five of her friends.
Were you with her the whole time?
No. When I found out, you know, she was sleeping with this other guy, and she was more intense about the relationship than I was, I just got upset and told her I'd do that.
And revenge cheating is a thing, bud. It really is. I mean, it makes the person feel better because you're getting back, and that's the revenge. But I can't believe five of her friends were so, I don't know.
Willing to break girl code?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. So every time it happened, I would just send her a text message and say, another one's down.
Oh my gosh,
if she knew all of her friends were dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is I didn't see her doing it. I thought she was pretty confident. That's one of my favorite things in a woman is confidence. Is she actually would text all of her girlfriends every time it happened, and I would see the phone light up when I was with one of them and ask them how long it had been since she had seen me. And
did the other five know that you were going around the group, or did they all think that
they were special?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think they were just having a good time. They just liked hanging out with me. But the fifth one was her best friend.
Mm. And the best for last, huh?
Anonymous, by the way,
you know.
Either they're really bad friends, or Anonymous is smoking hot for all of them to be willing to break up
true
the
life.
Oh, it's a party up in Huntersville. I know that. Thanks, dude. Thanks for calling. One more, and it's about Roy.
Oh, it's about me, Anonymous and Shelby. What would you like to confess?
I actually had a confession that I always thought Roy was the cutest thing ever.
And then you saw me?
And then you're going to confess that he's lying to us and he's not really gay and you two are in a long-term relationship?
No.
Oh, that would be so cute. But I am married.
Oh.
Okay.
But I am so happy for Roy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy, too. Yeah, I crushed a lot of women hearts that day.
Oh my God.
A lot of women
hearts. Say something else.
Oh, really? No, I mean, it's leave it to me. I would say something, but...
That's a slang term in the male circles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
So, Anonymous, were you listening to the radio the day that Roy came out?
I was.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. We were helping one of our, I think during Confession Wednesday,
yeah,
actually.
I think so.
We were.
Tell us what was going through your mind that day, Anonymous, when you heard Roy come out.
I was just ecstatic for him. Mm-hmm. I was happy that he's happy.
But a little hurt because...
Heartbroken at the same time.
I was your...
Yeah.
Dream boy.
The one that got away, 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 far away.
Just right there out of my grasp.
Do you have posters of me hanging up on your bedroom wall?
Okay, then it got creepy.
Am I like your Justin Timberlake? You know what I'm saying? You got pictures of me in a Kiss shirt somewhere?
Here's Roy in an appearance. And then I love this one. This is Roy and Harris Teeter just being everyday average Roy. Here's Roy in his car at a stop sign.
And oh my God, I ran into him at Target. It's so great.
Here he is pushing a Target shopping cart.
Well, right. Listen, I'm glad you know, you're a fan of the show, and I'm sorry to have broken your heart.
That's okay.
All right, tell your husband I said hi.
It's more Roy's type.
His dang husband's yeah, always getting in the way.
Is your husband attractive?
Stop it.
I'm kidding, Anonymous.
All right. There you go. One of you lucky people will score lift tickets to come hang with us this Saturday night. Now, if you don't win the tickets, we're giving more away tomorrow and more away on Friday. But if you don't win the tickets, you can go buy them right now at kiss951.com and get your lift passes and then come party with us at the 8th annual Totally Retro Apparel 80s contest party thing.
That's a good promotion, yeah. Buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, you know what? Anonymous should actually come with us because Sterling's going to be there and she can meet Sterling and we can all have drinks and hang out.
Yeah. I don't know. She said she was happy for you, but somewhere deep down inside, I think she's sad that you're the one that got away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate that.
Yeah. She's breaking hearts.
But don't be mad. She's happy for you, but you know, you broke hearts. That's all.
I know. Still to come. What can I do? What can I say? I went gay. It doesn't go back.
Go ahead and pull
out. All right, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood? We got a dirty, we got senseless survey, we got so much coming up.
We sure do. And there's a couple couples in Hollywood that are breaking up. So I'll tell you who they are if you missed the 7:30 dirty and get you all the details on who is calling it quits.
All right, we'll do that in about 10 minutes, but in about 7 minutes, a brand new senseless.
Yep, don't go anywhere. It's all in the way with the MRO show. You used to call
me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. You used to call me on my cell
phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hi, Hannah. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got to ask you some questions to wrap up your paperwork here for 2018. We're running behind.
Oh, okay. Just make sure that it's Hannah with an H when you write my information down.
Okay. All right. So is that at the front or at the end?
No, just one H at the front.
And do you think that we should change the way we pronounce hair mullets? We were thinking about adopting it like the French do and call it hair moulets.
I'm sorry, this is like a census survey, right?
Yes, yes.
For the census?
Ever signed up for a free trial and ended up in court?
No.
How's your bazookas doing today? And I'm not talking about the gun.
Excuse me?
Ever eat Frosted Flakes and pointed a finger to the sky and screamed, "That's great"?
This is like a perfect example of the government failure. I'm going to plead this. I have the right to remain silent. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Speaking of, why does he point the finger to the sky? Talking about Tony.
Tony.
The tiger.
Seriously?
Is your lip gloss a poppin'? Are you a poet and didn't know it?
Mm-hmm.
When someone farts, some people say P-U. What does the P or U stand for?
She's gone.
If you're anti-protesting, how do you show it?
Shouldn't hang up yet.
Say nothing if you love the government. Speaking of the government, why does no one hate Canada? Also, when was the last time you had a walk in a single foul line?
Yeah. So she was there. She was literally pleading
the fifth. Yeah, silence.
Not answering, exercising her rights with the senseless survey every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Sign up for a free trial and end up in court.
All right. So Lady Gaga, she's good at a lot, but she just keeps failing at relationships. They love Gaga, but this is going to be her second engagement that she's called off. Her and her fiance have officially called it quits. Now,
hey, in Hollywood, your second engagement is like normal to them.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I suppose so.
But there was speculation that began when he didn't show up to the Grammys and she didn't thank him.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, we'll get to the whole Kardashian drama in a second, but Kylie Jenner, she's opening up to Paper Magazine about her non-surgical changes that she has made. She says that she has not made any surgical changes or enhancements to her face. She has only had fillers. And I think that's how we all feel.
Nobody buys it.
Listen, I'm sorry, and I think she's beautiful, but if you look at a side-by-side from when she was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians as a teenager, it is very different than what she looks like now.
I don't know, you have a lot more Kardashian stuff, but one of the two kids, I can't remember which one, said, hey, since I was like 13, my family cut me off. All my money is made on my own. And that is hilarious.
That's what life is about.
Like, if she genuinely thinks that, like, she got her money on her own.
Right.
Like, she didn't walk into privilege.
Right, like her family has branded themselves pretty well.
Of course. She also says that her and Travis Scott are not engaged or married, yet.
Okay.
Coming. So, Kardashian drama. Let's talk about this for a second. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have called it quits as well. Now, the straw that broke the camel's back, he was caught at a house party with Kylie Jenner's best friend making out.
Mm.
So, it's only been 10 months since his last scandal, too.
Man.
Really? No, I will not make out with you.
That was a good clip to play there. Thank you.
Your drums are really, you're really working.
You're working really, today. Really working it today.
We got time.
All right.
Normally never have time.
Yeah. The crazy thing about this is that Jordan Woods, the person who Tristan was cheating with, the Kardashian sisters have considered her a sister. There's a microphone inside Khloe's house when she found out the news. Tristan.
Oh my God!
All right.
What if that's the video of the girl with the manatee?
The manatee, yeah. Yeah, the manatee came near her.
And I'm sorry. I don't.
But when you play it out of context, it's great.
It's funny even when you watch it for the 50th time.
Oh, man.
By the way, LeBron James is currently working with 2 Chainz on his new album that's coming out. There was a tweeted video of LeBron talking to him about marketing strategies, even though he wasn't rapping in that video.
Chainz!
Yeah. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What do we all need?
He just created his own drop. 2 Chainz in the background. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's hot? What's trending?
All right. They are luxury phone cases that are completely not crystal encrusted, but kind of mosaic encrusted. And they have the pop socket on them, too. But they are trending. And we will have that link up for you at kiss951.com.
Perfect, Lauren. Thank you.
I'd like to bring back a conversation that we had about you, Lauren, around 7:10 this morning. We didn't get to all the phone calls and all the text messages, but there was an ex-intern creeping on your pictures, and we asked people to tell us when an inappropriate person commented on some of their pictures. We got so much response on this, we're going to bring it back again in just about 6 minutes.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I feel like social media sometimes brings out the crazies.
I agree.
And I've had a former intern that's been creeping on my Instagram page. So we started talking about, you know, the time somebody made an inappropriate comment on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a ton of text messages. 704-570-9595 if you want to get in on the conversation. But somebody said that they had posted a picture of themselves on Facebook. And their uncle, it was a picture in a bikini, and her uncle commented on the picture, "Keep the swimsuit photos coming. The boys on the boat love it."
Oh!
That's way inappropriate coming from your uncle.
Uncle Johnny's at it again.
What's he on, a fishing boat or something?
Yeah, I guess he's a captain of a boat. We got another one from 704 that says, a teacher told me I had childbearing hips.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah, man.
You know, I was thinking about with the intern that keeps commenting creepy things on your model page. You should specifically post photos that I don't want to say are hideous, but like but you know what I mean? Like specifically like trap him and see if what he says.
He doesn't comment on every single one, but he comments a good bit.
Yeah. Show the pictures before the makeup, like, you know. Before 11 a.m.
All natural.
What does that mean?
No, you know when you do your fashion pictures, you go in the office and you makeup. Dress up,
yeah.
So post something pre. I mean, you look great. Don't get me. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't wear makeup in here.
I get what Mandy's saying. Like, let's see, like, how far this guy's going to go in being creepy.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, post a picture. You got a pencil in your hair right now.
Yeah.
Like, post that. Yeah, post that. But not.
And he's like, ooh, I love the way the pencil glides.
And to be clear, Loren's got a Instagram where she does fashion posts. Yeah. And she's got a Kiss Instagram. And the fashion post one isn't for guys to comment.
No.
It's content.
Like, the last picture you posted, you're wearing, like, tall boots. And the girls are like, oh, those boots, though, where did you get them? Not like, then the ex-intern is like, oh, what is this, Pretty Woman? Like, hot, fire, you know? And it's like, no, it's not for you.
And it's a sweater, dress, and boots. Like, it's literally for the female who's shopping on Instagram,
right?
You know?
704-570-9595. When did you post a picture, and who was it that made the inappropriate comment? We're hearing so many.
We just got another text message that said, my ex commented, you look gorgeous, baby, on a picture of me and my fiance on Snapchat.
Wait, to say it again?
Her ex commented on a picture that was her and her fiance and says, you look gorgeous, baby.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think he's just trying to take a shot and make your fiance jealous at that point.
Yeah, probably. 704-570-9595 if you want to share the time you got a awkward comment on something you posted online.
Mm, there's lots of text messages.
Yeah.
The boss.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a boss comment on a picture I posted when I got a tattoo telling me I was going to hell for that.
Really?
Yeah, see, they're not all like, oh, you're gorgeous. Some people hate, too, and they love to hate.
Wow. You know, I got just recently, Sterling was all upset. I posted a photo of me at the real estate school, and someone commented and was like, you're not leaving radio. And, of course, I'm never going to leave radio. I love doing this.
Too much of a diva, yeah.
Yeah, and the person wrote, yeah, I couldn't imagine you doing anything else. And Sterling's like, what does that mean? Like, do they think you're too dumb to do real estate? And, like, at first I dismissed it. And then I started reading it.
Hey,
what does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
When did you post a picture, and who was it that made the inappropriate comment?
704-570-9595. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Talk about that inappropriate comment that you got after you posted something on social media. The Ren's been getting some inappropriate comments from an ex-intern.
I posted on her picture, too.
You did? I know. I saw.
Did you see it?
Yeah. He put so hot, and then he put, just kidding, this is for a bit.
I put so hot with the googly eyes. And all she's doing is wearing, like, a sweater dress and boots. But that's the way these guys are, this ex-intern. Like he thinks that's sexy, whereas Loren's showing it as fashion.
Right.
He's not getting it.
He's not my clientele, I guess.
No,
right.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Not unless he's interested in a pair of knee-high boots.
When did you, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a whole Broadway show called Kinky Boots.
I know.
Yeah. When did you post a picture and then get a comment from someone awkward? We have some phone lines open at 704-570-9595. We'd love for you to dive in and tell us who the inappropriate person was.
We just got a text message from 419 and says our maternity photographer posted our session on our Facebook page. And one of the photos was showing her, you know, bare belly. And someone had commented on that photo that it was the most disgusting and insulting photo she had ever seen.
Ugh. It's so sad.
Like,
what's wrong
how
with
can
people?
You say, how could you say something like that, though, about a pregnancy shoot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, pregnancy is so beautiful.
Yes.
And those photo sessions are like, it's art for that couple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
it's about the baby.
I know.
And like, didn't you take yours like on a beach?
Yeah.
And it looked like it was like in a stock frame.
I hate to say it, but that might be someone who.
That's jealousy, unfortunately.
Oh, maybe he's having issues getting pregnant and has an axe to grind. I mean,
yeah,
you can
maybe.
See that.
Maybe.
But
that's
not
that's
fair.
That's sad too, though.
But I would think that person, if they have issues conceiving, they love the process so much. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't hurt
I don't think they would
like
call that,
that
disgusting.
Yeah.
Somebody said my ex-boyfriend's mom comments.
That's weird in itself.
How she hated it didn't work out, how she wished it would have. She loves me and always seems jealous of my now family because she wished it was him having his crap together.
That's a separate thing that we've like talked about on the show, like when you're still friends with your ex's family, you know?
That's how, when I moved out of New Jersey, my high school sweetheart and my mom still stayed friends, and my mom would send me pictures and stuff.
That's weird.
And she'd be like, hey, guess who stopped by today?
Oh my gosh, did you see this text message under it? I don't even know if we can say this. About the teacher?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, it's different coming from you.
Okay. 704 texted and said, I posted a video of me teaching for my grad class. I teach kindergarten, so I was sitting on the floor, and my old man professor commented and asked if I spent a lot of time on my knees.
Oh, my gosh. That's so inappropriate. It's so gross.
I'm speechless.
Like, block that person. Take it to the dean. That's the most inappropriate comment.
Our buddy Josh from Lancaster. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Okay, just a side note. There are a lot of things that do not take the words out of my mouth, but that what Lorraine just said left me speechless.
Right?
Yeah, that's hard to do for you, me, Roy, or Lorraine.
Exactly. Me and my wife posted a picture of us from the beach last year when we went, and my ex-best friend commented on it and says, oh, well, y'all should have done a nude picture and posted it.
What, is he a nudist?
No, he just wanted to know what we look like naked. I'm like, dude, you're sick.
He's an idiot.
Let me tell you, that buddy's like, he's wanting something else out of that little friendship.
I told him, I said, all fair for love and war, but if you ever asked me to get naked for you, I might just have to hurt you.
Josh, a big WWE fan. Tell everyone who, I just read this yesterday, who's getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
The best group in the world, the Generation X, was China.
Oh, wow. And isn't SmackDown Live coming to Charlotte in a couple days?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
Do you have tickets?
No, I'm working on getting them now.
Let me work on it, too. Yeah, let us work on it for you.
Well, I think I hooked them up last time.
Yeah, we can.
You did?
Yeah.
We can make that happen for you.
And I'm going to tell you what, Vicky was like a child then because Cedric Alexander, which is from Charlotte, North Carolina, was there, and she's a big fan of his. I mean, she was having a ball.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
man.
Dude. All right, we'll see what we can do. We'll let you know. We have your info if we can get you some good tickets, okay?
All right, brother.
All see right, you, buddy.
There goes Josh.
That's what happens. It pays to be a dedicated MRL fan.
One of our first listeners, man.
Yeah,
Josh, going back years. Lorenz says we can all bet on the Kardashians.
All right.
Just when you thought you had enough Kardashians in your life, we can all make money on them now. We'll talk about it after 9.
WNJS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Noon today, your next shot at $100 in 5 seconds to cash. We had a great winner this morning who used her daughter's help to get the song today. And another song with Cameron at noon. 5 seconds to cash, play 3 times a day. You got to keep listening to find out how much money's in that jackpot. $100 at noon.
So the Kardashians have made a lot of money by us watching them.
Yep.
How can we make money off of them?
It's true, Roy. You can bet on which Kardashian is going to the Heartbreak Hotel next. So if you missed it, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have called it quits after 10 months of trying to make it work. He was caught cheating with Khloe's sister's best friend at a house party.
Mm-hmm.
They were making out. So now bookmarker.edu is taking bets on who will be the next to bite the dust. Now, this is based on, I guess, American odds. I don't really know how the whole betting thing works.
Okay.
But the risk amount is based on $1 for your risk amount.
Let's MRL show a Kardashian breakup situation here.
Okay.
Let's do a little pool. Let's each put $20 in.
Okay.
All right. And Nicole, you up for that? Winner takes all on whichever Kardashian breaks up next.
Okay.
There's only three.
No, this is like the whole family. So it could be Kim and Kanye, and your odds are 30 to 1. It could be Kendall and Ben Simmons, which is 1 to 3. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, which is 1.5 to 1.
Hang on, you're going fast.
I'm Kylie writing Jenner them down,
and
too.
And Travis Scott?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Caitlyn Jenner and her girlfriend Sophia.
They're
Have
dating?
They confirmed?
Yeah, they were never public.
This is part of it, but they say they're more like partners. That's 25 to 1. And then Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble are 20 to 1.
I didn't even know Kris Jenner was dating anyone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's been dating Corey forever,
yeah,
too.
They're long term.
I take Khloe and Tristan.
I'm taking.
Yeah, they've already broken up. You can't bet on them.
I'm taking Kendall and Ben.
Yeah, that's what I was going to take, too.
Can't.
You guys would just have to split the pot.
No, I called it first.
Oh, that's not nice. This is my story. okay, I'll take Caitlin and Sophia then.
Okay, but what does it mean for them? Like, if they're not, like, say they're...
Yeah, how...
Like, if they have a falling out?
Yeah, they have a falling out and they don't live together anymore.
So, okay, in other words,
they move out.
Yeah. The news would be, like, Lauren would come in and be like, hey, I got news on the Caitlyn Jenner dating front. Apparently, they're no longer a thing. Like,
right.
That's how the news article would read.
Okay, or if they're dating someone else.
Sure. Or they're not living together. Yeah.
All right. So, Lauren's taking Caitlyn. Nicole's taking Kendall and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll that take, won't
I'll take, point. Yeah, I think you're right there with that one. I'll take Kylie and Travis.
Really?
I think they're strong.
I do, too. And they're
stronger
about, I think
than
they're,
Kim and Kanye?
Yeah, she just said they're about to get engaged.
And I think Kim and Kanye are just, like, solid. Like,
I do think that Kanye could do something, though, that would throw Kim overboard where she's like, just get out.
I don't know. Apparently, he's, like, super romantic towards her and, like, a very good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, if you watch any of Keeping Up and he's on it, like, he's awesome to her.
Yeah.
He's almost normal.
He tried to get with her. Like, for a year.
Yeah.
Like, the last 10 years before. That ain't going
All right,
anywhere.
So I'm taking... So here's what we have.
I think he could say something that would get him the boot.
$20 in the breakup pool. I have Kim and Kanye. Nicole's got Kendall and Ben.
Oh, you're going to take Kim and Kanye?
I have to. It's the default couple.
Okay.
Kylie and Travis is Roy and Caitlin and... What's her name?
Sophia Hudgens.
Sophia Hudgens. Is Loren.
Nobody wants Kris and Corey?
No,
they're good. If you watch Keeping Up.
Bad. It's not bad. I think they're more likely to break up than...
Because if they break up, it won't be that
So should I switch? Because then, like, that would be big news, like Kim and Kanye.
So your odds are 30 to 1 for Kim and Kanye and 20 to 1 for Kris and Corey.
So 30 to 1 means that you're not... That's not good. That's...
It's bad odds, right?
Yeah.
What's my odds? Kylie and Travis.
1.5 to 1.
Oh,
I took the 25 to 1. I'll win big.
All right.
But listen to us, huh? Is this even legal to do on the radio?
Probably not.
We're all doing it for fun, of course.
Yeah. Monopoly money.
Yeah. Monopoly money.
Right.
All right, make sure you check out our podcast at the MRL Show on Instagram, kiss951.com for all your MRL Show needs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.